The federal opposition is calling on Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to fight for Australia's steel and aluminium industries in the face of new United States tariffs. US President Donald Trump has announced tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminium entering the country. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the tariffs will boost the US industries.
First of all, the reason why the president is doing this is because if he doesn't do this, we will lose our aluminum industry very quickly and our steel industry very quickly thereafter. If you look at the aluminum industry, for example, we're down now to less than 10% of fulfilling our demand.
Mr. Turnbull had received assurances at last year's G20 summit in Germany that Australia would receive an exemption. But Mr. Navarro confirmed on Sunday that Australia, Canada, European nations and other allies would be included in the changes. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the Prime Minister needs to put in a call to the US President.
To be fair, I don't know that any Australian Prime Minister can stop President Trump behaving in this manner. But I do hope that Malcolm Turnbull's on the phone. He just had a recent visit with him. They seem to get on very well, by all accounts. I do hope he's at least trying. And what I also hope is this. Australia and America have been allies in all sorts of adversity and conflict. I hope at times like this that all of our other friendship counts for something.
Australia exports about 400,000 tonnes of steel a year to the United States. In terms of Australian exports, the US market is worth about $274 million for steel and $276 million for aluminium. Modelling by Deloitte Access Economics shows a global trade war could cut $5 billion from national income and cost 20,000 Australian jobs. Mr. Shorten says those jobs need to be protected.
We know it's not just what we import into America which could be affected. If all of this steel coming out of China, Vietnam, Europe, elsewhere, India, if it can't get into America, it's going to find a home. It's going to be imported somewhere. This is the problem. If that material can't go into American markets, it comes here. And I want to know what Mr. Turnbull's doing to protect tens of thousands of fair income, everyday jobs.
But Liberal MP Keith Pitt has told Sky News the Turnbull government will work towards Australia's interests.
Donald Trump actually does what he says he'll do, so I don't think it's a surprise. But I know Stephen Chobo and the Prime Minister and everyone are working very hard with the US to ensure it doesn't affect us. We are a trading nation. For us, trade means jobs. More trade means more jobs. We've got to be absolutely focused on ensuring that we're not affected by a trade war if one kicks off, and I'm hopeful that it doesn't.
Trade Minister Steve Chobo will join his counterparts from 10 countries for the Trans-Pacific Partnership signing ceremony in Chile on Thursday. The US action is expected to be discussed on the sidelines. Mr. Pitt says Mr. Turnbull and other cabinet ministers are open to talks.
Right now it's about negotiating with our US counterparts. We are very, very strong allies and have been for many decades. People like Julie Bishop, Stephen Chobo, the Prime Minister himself are very strong negotiators. I expect they're front and centre right now, ensuring that our interests are protected.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.